Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone of the church there in Las Vegas, and he's going to be with us tonight. And we're going to be continuing our discussion on, Pastor Billy, what is the subject tonight?
Well, I'd like to finish up what we started last time, Dr. Monteith, and that is to give a defense for the authority of the Bible. Basically, again, to let people know that the Bible really did come from God, and there's information in there.
And isn't the title, that's the 3-DVD set, Who Said the Bible is True?
Yeah, Who Says the Bible is God's Word? It's a 3-DVD set, and we deal with 10 lines of logical evidence why the Bible not only did come from God, but had to come from God. And when you look at it completely logically, put all the facts together, it's impossible. And frankly, the irony is, it would take more faith to believe that man whipped this up than to deal with the facts. No, this really did come from God.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, we dealt with already before, you know, some of the lines of evidence. We know that the Bible had to come from God. There's no way if it was just some natural book, like the skeptic would say, came from man. That's because the Bible says so. Then, of course, Jesus says so. And then, of course, the apostles say so. And then even early church and church history says so. We dealt with the issue of transmission standards, and that was important because, you know, some of the critics would say that, you know, it's impossible for people to record the events, even if this did come from God. Over the centuries, you know, haven't you heard the story? People tell them one phrase to somebody, and it goes around the circle and ends up being somebody different. You mean to tell me that they got this thing accurate over all these centuries? Well, that just shows the unfortunate ignorance of, and I don't mean that in a denigrating sense, but it's just they're ignorant of how the Bible was transmitted to us. And a complete standards, almost, if you will, a mathematical formulas to make sure that it came out correct, Old and New Testament. Then we dealt with probably one of my favorite points is the issue of manuscript data. And that's, you know, the more copies that you have of a document, the more that you can cross-reference and do kind of like a reverse family tree effect and verify that it's accurate to the original. And the irony that we saw last time, Dr. Monteith, as you know, is here we have portions of the Bible written within 25 years of the lifetime of the author, 25 years. And then we got 24,000-plus copies, okay? And yet people want to scoff and say, oh, we can't trust it. How do we know it's reliable? And yet, with those facts, we have 7 copies on the planet of Plato's writing, and it's 1,200 years removed from the original, and yet nobody questions that. And that's what we begin to see, that the Bible is extremely accurate, and the manuscript data really shows us that we can really cross-reference it, and this really did come from God. But where I kind of left off last time was the issue of archaeology, and believe it or not, that's an important point, because the archaeological record, folks, shows us in the Bible that it's historically accurate. Because the skeptics out there will say that, if this is supposed to be a book that came from God, God being who he is, he's holy, that means he cannot lie, which is true, that's what the Bible says, then if this came from him, then it can't record lies. And that's logically consistent, you're right. And so what they do is they accuse the Bible of saying, well, it's recording historical data, that's false. Well, that's not true, folks. Once again, it's been the privileged duty of the archaeologist's fate to silence the mouth of the skeptic. And when we come back in the break, maybe I'll just run through a couple examples for you and show you folks that you just keep digging in the dirt. You're going to find that the Bible is right every single time. In fact, so much so, Indiana Jones, eat your heart out. People, if they want to know where something is, they go straight to the Bible.
And, of course, the thing is that there are people who don't want us to believe in God. They don't want us to believe in the Bible. This is why they took the Bible. They took prayer. They took the Ten Commandments out of our schools. There is a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. The people who hate the God of the Bible, and they know he's true, but they don't want us to know it. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, let me just recap a few of those examples, Dr. Monteith, of the archaeological evidence that how the critics would say that the Bible is not historically accurate. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
There's no archaeological evidence, and then maybe in the 60s or somewhere in there, that they found a big stone, and written on it was the name Pontius Pilate. And I remember when we were in Caesarea, we actually saw that rock, that stone that had been there for, you know, for almost 2,000 years. Somebody had found it, and there was this, the name of Pontius Pilate. So he was a real ruler at that time. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's what I find is a little bit hypocritical, Dr. Monteith, is, you know, for years when they make these claims, they still do it. I mean, if you want to watch the same kind of behavior, if you will, go on, now it's in the media, not just in the newspapers. It's in the media. You look at the History Channel and things of that nature, and they do the exact same thing. They just sit there and make scoffing claims, these programs, who's the real Jesus, and the secret lost books of the Bible and all this stuff just to invite skepticism. And they don't tell you all the facts. It's the same thing. And these guys, when they're making these claims with Pontius Pilate and the other ones that I mentioned earlier, hey, man, that's front page news in the newspaper. Now, when it comes out and they find it, I don't know about you, but isn't it ironic that it always seems to, their quote-unquote apology is on page 37, subsection BC. Why don't you put it on the front page? Hey, we were wrong. Once again, the Bible is right. And you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. That's because people don't want people to trust the Bible. Because, again, in these last days, folks, you got to understand there's an agenda. There's a cosmic conspiracy going on. It's the rise of the Antichrist kingdom that the Bible clearly prophesied about 2,000-plus years ago, Old and New Testament. And, again, you put yourself in the enemy's shoes. Hey, the last thing that you would want people to do If the time's getting close for you to pull off your big thing you've been working on, i.e. the Antichrist Kingdom, is to read the book that gives, I'm talking, great detail of the plan, step by step. I mean, so what are you going to do? You can't get rid of the Bible. You tried throughout the centuries, and it's still here. Well, what you do is you get people to do what the very Bible that people scoff about said would happen in the last days, said what scoffers would come. And so you can have a copy of the Bible, but we have been so lied to, folks, in the media and the educational system, that to scoff at the Bible, it's done exactly what the enemy wants us to do, and that is don't read the Bible.
And, you know, I just love to watch the History Channel or the Discovery Channel. They, first of all, whenever they're talking about something that it's a certain amount of age, they always said, well, now this is, you know, 200 million years old or 100 million years old. And how would they know that? They weren't there 100 million years ago, but they always do that to discredit the Bible. And then, of course, the other thing they always bring out, and about, of course, the real problem is global warming. And how many times, just listen to these programs, and they'll have this whole wonderful program, certainly on a subject, and then they'll say, well, of course, you know, you see these the ice caps melting, it's global warming, or this the some species of animal is disappearing, it's global warming. They use the mass media, certainly the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, all the channels, and all of this, of course, has a specific message for the American people. But over and over again, how many times do they say, and, you know, this is 2 billion years or 1 billion years? It's all to discredit the Bible. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's just it, Dr. Monteith. I mean, the you know, the humanists, you know, people in the higher-ups, folks, they freely admit, which is funny, people say, oh, no, the media has no effect on me and my behavior and my thinking and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And yet the people who are in the know, folks, and the people who are using it against us in our nation, they freely admit it. In fact, they mock. I think one of my favorite quotes, I don't have it before me, but just to give you the gist of it, it was a humanist quote, and they said, hey, listen, what can a one-hour-a-week theistic Sunday school class do to stem the 5-day tide of programming in secular schools? And you're right, Dr. Monteith, it used to be in our schools that you could pray, that you could read the Bible, and you had the Ten Commandments, and that's been all ripped out of there. And they're teaching people, they're preparing them for the new world order. They have a world, and they teach that the parents, the kids don't belong to you, they belong to them. And they are preparing them for the New World Order. And they mock at us. They, we know exactly what we're doing. We're using the media. We're using the educational system slowly, surely by surely, one generation after the next. And we're brainwashing them to prepare them for the world that we are creating. And yet, Dr. Monteith, people would still say, oh, no, no, it doesn't affect. Or no, no, you're some sort of wacky conspiracist. And yet you can document these are actual quotes from these people. We're not making it up. And but again, that's why they want the Bible out of there. That's why they don't want you to pray. That's why they want you to stay away from that, because it gives the game plan of what they're trying to do to us.
And I think it's so interesting this time of year. They don't want people to talk about Merry Christmas, so they've tried to substitute Happy Holiday Season. Happy Holiday Season. In fact, one other day I found myself starting to say, rather than Merry Christmas, have a Happy Holiday. And then I suddenly realized that my mind had been distorted exactly like they're trying to do, and that I needed to correct it myself and to have a wonderful and Merry Christmas. But they want to do away with Christmas. They want to destroy our Christmas traditions because of their intense hatred of Christianity. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from, I believe it was even as far back as President Calvin Coolidge, believe it or not. And back then, what he was talking about was the media, but he was talking specifically about advertising. You know, of course, that's pre with what we have today, but advertising is still important when it comes to the media. And this is a direct quote from him. He said, advertising is the most potent influence in adapting and changing the habits and modes of life affecting what we eat, what we wear, and the work and the play of a whole nation. And that was way back with Calvin Coolidge, folks. And then you look at the tools that are at people's fingertips today with the media. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. It used to be just the television. Well, it used to be just the radio. Then it was the radio and the television. Then it was the radio and television and the computer. And now it's going on with the iPhones and your cell phone. It's everywhere you go, if you notice. In fact, I've noticed this just in the ministry and just with the youth of today. Dr. Montini, it's very hard to even carry on a conversation because in the middle of a conversation, they're multitasking. They're trying to, quote-unquote, listen to me at the same time while they're texting somebody else or doing something on the deal, and then their head goes up and it goes back down. And, you know, it's just like, man, we are completely immersed in the media. And, folks, you got to understand, again, I just quoted Calvin Coolidge. He admitted that this kind of advertising media affects what we do, what we eat, what we wear, the work, and he said that the play of the whole nation, okay? This is the one of the biggest methodologies that is being poised upon us, and that's, of course, the heartbeat of our ministry, Get a Life Media, and they're reaching the world for Jesus Christ one piece of media at a time. We recognize, as Christians, that the enemy is using this for nefarious purposes, and we're trying to use it for good and to get the truth out. And so, anyway, so it's kind of a no-brainer. But back on the issue with the archaeology, in the Bible, I want to share with you a quote. One man said this, you know, because, again, once you keep digging in the dirt, you find out, oh, yeah, gee whiz, I guess the Bible's right once again. He says this, we find that there is good evidence that from archaeology that the scriptures speak the truth. In many instances, the scriptures even reflect firsthand knowledge of the times and the customs it describes. While many have doubted the accuracy of the Bible, time and continued research have consistently demonstrated that the Word of God is better informed than its critics. And he says, in fact, while thousands of finds from the ancient world support in broad outline and often in detail the biblical picture, i.e. it agrees with the Bible, he says, quote, not one incontrovertible find has ever contradicted the Bible, ever. Okay? And so again, folks, so those who would say, well, hey, no way that this can come from God because it's historically inaccurate. Actually, what's inaccurate is that claim. It's extremely historically accurate. Not one incontrovertible find has ever contradicted the Bible because it really did come from God. But Dr. Montes, one of the big ones that we didn't get to hit last time, to me, is, if you will, to coin the phrase somebody else said, it's the handwriting or the signature of God on the Bible telling us this really did come from Him, logically, is in the area of Bible prophecy. Okay, and the reason why that's important is because if a book, i.e. the Bible, were to truly come from God, then logically you would expect that it would contain things that only God could know, i.e. future events. Man doesn't know that, and if God is real, and if He's the supreme being, and if He's the one who created the time, space, mass continuum we live in, which is Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, time, God created the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. That's what it's right there in the very first verse. So if He's above and beyond that, that means He can see the beginning from the end, okay, logically, and that's why He's called the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So that's great. So if that's true, then surely God knows not just what happened in the past, He knows what happens in the future. And folks, I'm telling you, this is one of the strongest evidences that the Bible is from God. The Bible is full of things that only God can know, i.e. future events. And He nails them down to a T. There's almost 2,000 prophecies, not 2, not 200, not 20, okay, 2,000 prophecies mentioned in the Bible. So that's 200 times, if you will, that God put His signature on this book. Listen, this came from me because logically only a God, supreme being, could know and predict the future in minute detail 2,000 times, 100% accurate in the Bible, okay? And then even one-third of the content of the Bible deals directly or indirectly with prophecy. So prophecy is huge in the Bible, Old and New Testament, okay? And again, let me give you an example because people say, oh, that's not really that big of a deal. I mean, we have people, you know, making claims and prophecies. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, you talk about propaganda. That's a bunch of baloney. When you flip it around and you look at these so-called psychics today, their track record is absolutely not just ridiculous, it's shameful. And when we get back from the break, Dr. Montes, I'll share with you just how sad it really is in comparison to the Bible. When God predicts things, it's an absolute great minute detail. And He even calls people out by name before they were known in existence. And yet the psychics, it's ridiculous. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break.
And if you haven't seen Pastor Billy's Final Countdown 10 DVD series, you need to get it. Talking about the things that are happening today that were predicted thousands of years ago. That's the Final Countdown. We carry that DVD series. We think it is must-watching for every one of you in the audience who wants to be able to verify that the Bible is accurate. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, before I get into the issue of Bible prophecy and how that shows us that, you know, the Bible did come from God, had to come from God, because only God could predict the future.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
He gave, about the, something from the time the decree came out from, as I remember, was it Cyrus?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and of course from the time that Cyrus wrote decree that Jerusalem was to be rebuilt until, because they know the exact date when that decree came out, exactly, so many thousand days, why he prophesied so many thousand days would go by. And then, of course, the Messiah would enter Jerusalem. And that was the day that we know that Jesus did enter Jerusalem. Go right ahead with the story. I mean, this is just could not be by accident any more than the return of the children of Israel to Israel, which was prophesied 2,500 years ago, and yet, of course, we've seen it come to pass in our lifetime. I mean, did the Hittites ever return to the land? Did the Edomites ever return to the land? Did the Philistines ever return to the land? But God prophesied the children of Israel would return, and they did return, and they've returned to Syria in 1948 and established re-established the nation in one day. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, let me give you some other aspects that God predicted, not only the coming of the Messiah to the exact day, okay? And it wasn't like, you know, okay, 12 days later, you know, it was 173,880 days exactly, and nailed on the head, of course. And but God also told the rise and fall of nations, okay? And, you know, one of the biggest classic ones was in the book of Daniel chapter 2, and that's where the classic passage with Nebuchadnezzar's dream and talks about him being the head of gold. And it's going to be followed by another kingdom after him. Of course, he was the head of gold. Another kingdom that wouldn't be as strong. And be followed by a kingdom of bronze that would rule the whole world. Then would come a kingdom of iron. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just trying to give you the synopsis there. And that's exactly what happened. Okay, the first nation, of course, as God said, was Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. The second one, historically, that came, world power, was the Medo-Persian Empire. The third was the Grecian Empire with Alexander the Great. And the fourth, of course, was the Roman Empire, which the Bible says is also going to be revived in the last days, okay, with the Antichrist kingdom. And you may not think, well, okay, what's the big deal about that? But it's such a big deal, folks, that the skeptics readily admit, they admit that Daniel nailed it on the head with the rise and fall of these four empires right down to the T, nailed them right in order. There's no doubt about that. In fact, so much so that they believe it, and it's so obvious, okay, that then they tried to go around and say, well, how could that happen? And so what they try to do is to deny its supernatural origin by claiming that the book of Daniel was written after the events took place, and which doesn't hold up to the textual evidence, etc. And basically, it's their way with saying, don't confuse me with the facts, okay? But that's on and on and on. The Bible predicted in the book of Nahum that the nation of Nineveh would be destroyed. And again, when I'm talking detail, I'm talking great detail. This is just, Nineveh will be destroyed. Okay, listen to how Nineveh would be destroyed that God predicted in the book of Nahum. It would be, first of all, permanently destroyed. It would be destroyed specifically by fire. It would be easily captured. Their army officers would desert, and they'd even be drunk in their final hours. Now, that's some specifics there. So did the Bible get it right? Absolutely, folks. Of course, it came from God. Not only do we know historically that Nineveh obviously did cease to exist, okay, shortly after this prophecy was made, but just like Nahum said, archaeologists have uncovered a layer of ash in its ruin, showing it was specifically destroyed, apparently, by fire. Ancient Babylonian records come into play and reveal that Nineveh was easily overtaken, in their records, we get this, was easily overtaken, and their officers fled the scene, exactly like the Bible said. And then another piece of the clue comes in from a Greek historian that records for us, quote, the king gave much wine to his soldiers that night, which obviously caused them to be drunk, exactly like the Bible predicted. But that's just Nineveh. The book of Isaiah predicted that, just as the Bible says, Babylon is going to go down the tubes as well eventually, and that it would be specifically overthrown and attacked by the Medes. Okay, their gates would be, this is what's amazing, Dr. Monty, and you already called out his name, their gates would be opened by a guy named Cyrus. Okay, that's specific. It isn't like I just mentioned earlier facetiously, with the so-called psychics, and they, hey, you're going to meet somebody new, you know, some general thing. The Bible called out the guy's name, Cyrus, and that it would be reduced to a swampland. And so did the Bible get it right? Absolutely, folks. We now know that the Medes joined with the Persians. They conquered Babylon. And despite Babylon's incredible defenses, I wrote a term paper on that one time. It's got, they had chariot races on top of those walls. It was huge, massive structure of the day. History records that a guy named Cyrus diverted the flow of the Euphrates River, marched into the cities, dried up the riverbed, marched underneath it, underneath the wall there, and overtook it, like the Bible said. And there's parts of Babylon today we now know that cannot be dug up because it's underwater, making it swamp-like, exactly like the Bible said would happen.
Well, it's amazing when you study the Bible and then you look at the history. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy.
Clouds gather far across the sea. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And the description from the Book of Amos was that certainly a tyrant would be totally destroyed. I mean, this was a fortress and great big thick walls, very safe. It was offshore. It was an island, so it was pretty hard to attack. And yet, the prophecy was that it would be eventually, taken, and there would be nothing left, and it would never be rebuilt. And basically, this once great city, this once proud fortress, would be used for spreading fishing nets. So go ahead with the story, Pastor Billy.
Well, and then after Babylon, was the first one, because the prophecy said it would be attacked by many nations. Babylon attacked it, but they did their little tactic, escaped down to their island fortress, and they escaped total destruction. But God wasn't done yet. 250 years later, Alexander the Great shows up on the scene. He attacked Tyre. Well, the people did the same thing. They ran out to their island fortress. And if you will, you can imagine them out there going, ha ha, you're not going to get us. But as history records, Alexander the Great, brilliant military general, obviously as we all know historically, he did something different this time. He took the rubble from Tyre's mainland city, the ruins, the, quote, stones, timber, and soil, and he chucked them into the sea, okay? And he kept chucking them in the sea, because he was making a land bridge to the island. And, boy, you can imagine, each day as he got closer and closer, he was taking the remains of their city and making a path in the sea to their island fortress. They must have changed their tune about halfway out, would be my guess. And but that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. It would not only be attacked, it would be attacked by many nations, and the fortresses would fail. The stones, timber, and soil would be thrown into the sea. That's exactly what Alexander the Great did 250 years later after Babylon tried it. And he made a land bridge, went out there, and got him. In fact, many nations, this is what God said. Tyre would be repeatedly destroyed by the Phoenicians, by the Romans, the Crusaders, even the Muslims. And today, Tyre is nothing more, listen, but a barren flat rock, because it's been totally wiped. It's done. And that historically, right now, people use that area to, quote, spread their fishing net. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. And again, folks, I'm telling you, this isn't just one time. It's like, wow, boy, that what a coinkydink. The Bible got it right. No, we're talking nearly 2,000 prophecies, man. And we're talking nailing them 100% of the time, okay? And again, I'm not a rocket scientist or anything, but there's no way. And this is what we've done with our study, Dr. Monteith. Who says the Bible's God's word? 10 lines of logical evidence. We appeal to your logic, okay? This isn't just, you know, because we're just quoting Bible verses. Not that I'm against that, okay? But we appeal to your logic. Listen, look at the facts, because they don't want you to understand the facts. They don't want you to know the facts. Because if you look at the facts, logic and common sense will kick in going, wait a second. There's no way somebody could know in advance all that specific information about the rise and fall of nations without some outside help. Logically, that cannot happen by chance, okay? The only way, logically, that anyone could know these kind of details was if somebody was above and beyond time, knew the beginning from the end, and personally told them about it and recorded it down for us. Hey, that sounds like God. And that's exactly why I stated, folks, that if you will, I mean, we deal with 10 lines of evidence in this study with the 3 DVD set, but this is just one of them in the area of prophecy. To me, this is like God's signature, like, big giant writing. Hello, this had to come from me. I'm proving to you that this is not a book whooped up by man because man can't do this sort of thing. But still, that's the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's coming close to Christmas. They're talking about Jesus and his first coming, being born into this world, so that he would grow up to be a man, to die on the cross, and take the death penalty in our place for our crimes against God, that we could be forgiven. But even that event, not just the rise and fall of nations, not just his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, fulfilling Daniel's 70th week prophecy, the 69 years fulfilling that, he clearly predicted the coming of the Messiah, of Jesus' birth into this world. Isaiah 7:14, you know, most of us will be familiar with this, especially around this time of year, says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Okay? And again, we're familiar with that prophecy of the Messiah, that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. Hear about it pretty much every year, most of us, this time of year. But you got to understand, folks, that that's just one. That's just one of hundreds of prophecies that Jesus fulfilled, proving that he was indeed the Messiah. Okay? Let me just give you a couple more that he fulfilled. Again, Isaiah 7, he would be born of a virgin. The Messiah would be born specifically the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'd be a descendant from the tribe of Judah. He would be heir to the throne of David. He would be born specifically in Bethlehem. There would be the slaughter of the innocents, which was fulfilled in Herod. He would have to fly to Egypt, escape there. And that's what happened with Herod when he's coming to kill the babies and Jesus. He would be preceded by a forerunner. That was John the Baptist. He would be declared to be the Son of God. He would have a ministry in Galilee. He would come to heal the brokenhearted. He would be rejected by his own people. He would have the triumphal entry. We see that again with Daniel. He would be betrayed by a friend. That was with Judas. He would be sold for not $1.25, with all due respect, not for 99 cents, not for $47 million. He would be sold, the Bible predicted, way in advance, specifically for 30 pieces of silver. And that's exactly what happened with Judas Iscariot. He would be accused by false witnesses. He would be silent to the accusations that were made against him. He would be spit upon. He would be hated without reason. Listen, this is amazing. His hands would be pierced, okay, and he would be crucified with the transgressors, the Bible talks about. Now, when these prophecies were made, folks, you need to understand, crucifixion, the Roman crucifixion, wasn't even invented yet, okay? It's like almost amazing, like when God called out Cyrus, the name, specifically with the prophecy. Here God calls out the form of criminal execution, which Jesus wasn't a criminal, but he was treated like one, and they made him, they put him on the cross, and that wasn't even invented yet. The Romans hadn't perfected it yet, and yet that's exactly how he died on the cross.
And I think if anybody is skeptical, it's Isaiah 53 that really tells exactly what's going to happen. In fact, it's so accurate that in many rabbinical schools, they go from Isaiah 50, or true to Isaiah 54 and not touching Isaiah 53, because there's no way you could read that without realizing they were talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to me, Dr. Montita, is sad, but I understand because I used to be one of them, the skeptic and the scoffer, is that it's so obvious that people would resort to that kind of obtuse behavior. You know, I mean, technically, if you think about it logically, if you're truly intellectually honest, and if you want to understand the truth, okay, and to know that what you believe in, quote-unquote, even your so-called faith, is based on truth, then you have to deal with all the facts and all the information. And for people to deliberately skip over stuff like that, to me, it just breaks your heart, because to me, that's God being gracious and merciful to us, giving us clear, obvious evidence that, folks, this is not by chance, that he is real. He is the author of this book called the Bible. It really did come from him. It's not just whooped up by man, quote unquote. And that when he talks about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus fulfilled that. But the good news of what's recorded in that we cannot earn our way to heaven. It's impossible. The Bible says we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the good news is the gift of God is the gift of eternal life that we receive through Christ Jesus our Lord. He was taking the death penalty in our place for our crimes against God. We even see that great example of being pardoned for your crimes even in our court systems today. Somebody could be on death row today, folks, and they're guilty. The gavel has sounded. They've done their crime. It's worthy. The punishment is they're going to the chair for what they've done. They can't reverse it. They can't undo it. They can't buy it back. They can't work it off. It's done. It's over. And they're in the jail cell. But believe it or not, in our own courtrooms, folks, we know there is a way to get off a death row. And that is the governor, the one in authority. He has the authority to pardon that person, not condoning what they did, but he has the ability to pardon them completely and let them go. Well, folks, that's what the Bible predicted would happen. That God, who was showing us that we're separated from him because of all the things that we have done wrong. But the good news is, even though we're stuck on death row awaiting the penalty, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, Jesus Christ went to the, if you will, the chair, the death penalty for us on the cross. And God's willing to pardon us. That's the great news about his coming. And again, that's what's sad, Dr. Monteith. That's all recorded for us in the Bible. That's great news. That's awesome that there's a way out of this mess, that we really can have a second chance in life, no matter what we've done. And folks, you're listening to somebody right now. I'm a 1980s ex-headbanger, drug addict, sexual moral, male chauvinist, pick guy involved in the occult, who hated God, who hated Christians, and thought the people who read the Bible were brainwashed and they were intellectually inept. That's who you're listening to right now. And God had mercy on me. That's the good news, folks. That's recorded for us in the Bible. But Dr. Monteith, as you're saying there, it's just unfortunate that people would go to those extremes, even though the evidence is that strong. Why not read it? Why not deal with it instead of deliberately skip over it? But again, folks, that's just the beginning. The Bible said that the Messiah, he would pray for his enemies. And boy, is that awesome? I mean, Jesus on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Soldiers would gamble for his coat. That's exactly what happened. No bones would be broken, and that's exactly what happened. That was a typical practice. If they wanted to speed up the death, those being crucified, they'd break their legs. And the reason why they would do that is because you needed your legs, as painful as it was, to push up so you could it would release on with it, so you can get air into your diaphragm there, and then you'd sink back down, but you had to keep pushing up with your legs in order to catch your breath. Well, if they broke your legs, you couldn't push up anymore, and you would die pretty quickly. But when they went to Jesus, the Bible says he was already dead, so they didn't break his bones, and exactly like the Bible prophesied would happen. It even said his side would be pierced. That's exactly what happened. He'd be buried with the rich, he'd rise from the dead, and he'd ascend to the right hand. Now, folks, that's just about 30 of them, okay? And you need to understand that Jesus fulfilled over 300 prophecies. And you think, okay, well, that's kind of interesting. No. Now let's go back to the logic point. Again, that's what this whole study is about. Who says the Bible is God's word? 10 lines of logical evidence why the Bible had to come from God, okay, logically. And so let's break out some math, okay? What are the odds of somebody fulfilling, okay, not 300 and some prophecies, not even just the 30 that I just read, roughly about 30. What are the odds of one person throughout all of human history fulfilling just 8 of those? Okay? Well, by using the modern science of probability, that's actually been calculated. And the odds of one person throughout human history living down to present time fulfilling just 8 of those prophecies that I read, not all of them, just 8 of them, is calculated to be 10 to the 17th power. Now, that may not sound like much, but for those of you hooked on math, let's break that down. 10 to the 17th power can be illustrated like this. It would be the same as if you were to take 10 to the 17th silver dollars and lay them over the face of the state of Texas, which would be enough silver dollars to not just cover the state of Texas, but cover the state of Texas 2 feet deep. All right? Still not done. Okay? Now, mark one of those silver dollars with a red X, okay? Hop in a plane, if you will. Fly anywhere randomly over the state of Texas and take that one silver dollar that you marked with an X and just randomly chuck it out the plane. All right? Land your plane, go back to the starting point, blindfold the guy, tell him he can travel as far as he wants, anywhere he wants, over the whole state of Texas in 2 feet deep of silver dollars, and he has to pick only one silver dollar, and he has to get the exact right one, the only one that has the red X on it. Now, what would be the chance in that scenario of a guy blindfolded throughout the state of Texas, 2 feet deep, randomly dropped from an airplane, one silver dollar that has a red X on it? What would be the chances of him getting the right one? Well, folks, believe it or not, it would be the same chances that the prophets would have had of writing just eight of the prophecies coming true in any one man. Okay, now that's just eight. Would be the same odds of that guy getting the right silver dollar 2 feet deep all over the state of Texas with the red X. It's impossible. Now, folks, again, keep in mind, that is just eight of them. Jesus did over 300 of them, okay? And again, it's even been calculated. All right, let's bump it up. Still a long way from 300. Mathematically, let's bump it up to 48 prophecies, okay? And what are the odds of that being fulfilled in one man? Well, that's been calculated to be 10 to 157th power, and it's been reported, to give you an idea of how big that number is, the estimated number of electrons in the whole universe is around 10 to 1 in the 79th. And yet, 48 prophecies being fulfilled in one man is 10 to the 157th. Excuse me. And again, folks, Jesus didn't just fulfill 8. He didn't just fulfill 48. Okay. He fulfilled over 300. It's impossible. It is God's handwriting that, hey, listen, I wrote this book. You need to pay attention. I'm being merciful to you. I didn't have to do this, but I am proven to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Use the logic. Use the common sense. Use the reasoning that I gave you when I created you and take a look at this. Okay. And again, folks, that's just dealing with past events that we know have come to pass. The Bible, as you rightly stated, Dr. Monteith, and this is what we cover in our study of the Final Countdown, has predicted the signs to indicate that we are fast approaching the last days. Okay? Now, we don't know the day nor the hour, and that's what the Bible clearly says. Unfortunately, there's been people out there, even recently, who are trying to set these dates, and of course, it never happens, and what's unfortunate is it puts a sour taste in people's mouth for prophecy. And to me, I think that's another tactic of the enemy, so that people don't listen to the prophecy. But the Bible says we may not know the day nor the hour, but Jesus clearly gave us signs to indicate, folks, when it's getting close. And as you stated earlier, Dr. Monteith, the Jewish people is one of the biggest signs. I stated before in the study we did on the Final Countdown, if you want to know God's prophetic time clock, i.e. how close it's getting before the return of Jesus, you better pay attention to the Jewish people, because God's not done with them yet. Okay, he's got promises he's going to fulfill. And Jesus is coming back, okay? Now, again, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, one of the amazing things the Bible predicted that the Jewish people would return to the Lamb. No nation in man's history, folks, has ever done that. And yet the Jewish people did in 1948. Then the Bible specifically, they wouldn't just return to the land, but they would become a nation again, okay? And then the Bible says they would become a nation in one day. And that's exactly what happened in the United Nations in 1948, folks. Then the Bible said they'd become a united nation. And for centuries and centuries, folks, they were split into two kingdoms. The northern and southern kingdom is going on there, but they're a united nation again. And an amazing one, the Bible says in the last days, the Jewish people would not only return to the land, become a nation, and a nation in one day, and a united nation, they would go back to using the currency of the shekel. And that's exactly what's happened today, folks. I think they got switched over, I believe, from the British pound. It's about around 1980-ish they went to the shekel, exactly what the Bible says. The Bible said that the Jewish people, once they returned to the land, that if they would blossom as a rose in the desert. And if you've ever been over there, reports are their fruit is bigger. They're the breadbasket now of that area over there, exactly like the Bible said. The Bible said the Jewish people would, in the last days, have a powerful military. And I think we all know that's to be true as well. The Bible says, this is what's really interesting, Dr. Monteith, that Israel would become a source in the last days of world conflict. Okay? Now, you got to think about it in its size. The size of the nations, you know, almost 200 nations on the planet, and Israel's going to be a source of world conflict. Israel, folks, the size is roughly, you could fit about 17 of them in the state of California. Israel, what was that in Israel? And Bible prophesied that one day they're going to become a world conflict. Hey, folks, turn on your tube. That one's come to pass for a long time now. That should be getting your attention. Where is every day, virtually, it seems, on the news that is saying there's a source of world conflict? It's over there with Israel, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days.
And I think that, Chris, we're going to be seeing increasing conflict over there. We're seeing, I believe, the fulfillment of Jewish prophecies. How is it all going to fit together? Why, of course, God knows, and he's going to see this thing play out, and we're going to have the privilege of watching it. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and then again, one more.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of the prophecies which have come true, and of course which we can anticipate coming true in the very near future, because the Bible is accurate. Pastor Billy, thank you so much. Fascinating program. We'll look forward to having you back with us again next month. Good night. And so this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is certainly listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do carry, of course, a number of Pastor Billy's DVD series. We have the Final Countdown. That's 10 DVDs. We have his 10 DVD series on the Fearful Creation. We have a 10 DVD series, part one, part two, on the Judge Creation. We have a 4 DVD series on the RFID chips. Fascinating, the chips that they are putting into almost everything that we utilize. And then, of course, Who Says the Bible is True? This is a 3 DVD series. They're all important, and they will help you to be able to better present the Bible and the validity of the Bible to others. Pastor Billy, of course, gives a sermon, but he has all sorts of other TV footage and video footage and film footage he introduces here that really makes it so very interesting. My wife often and I often sit down after we complete our evening's program at the end of the day and watch one of his DVDs. You'll really enjoy them. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Final Countdown, the Fearful Creation, the Judge Creation, RFID, and the latest one we're talking about now, Who Says that the Bible is True? Who Says the Bible is True? You'll enjoy these, but it's just the important thing is that Pastor Billy completes every single one of his presentations with an invitation for you to come to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you're not a Christian, I would simply challenge you to get a Bible, preferably the King James Version, but to get a Bible and read the book of John and see what Jesus said about himself. What were his actual claims? Start with the book of John. I've given many people that challenge, and it's amazing how many of them have eventually entered into a personal relationship with our Lord. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and would certainly ask if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or help us in any way. We'd love to hear from you. But if you're not in a position to help, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, but include in your prayers Alex Jones and the Joyce Riley, our friend John Leffler. Also, Congressman Ron Paul, because he's risking his life bringing out the truth. Believe me, there is a invisible government. They hate Ron Paul. I've known Ron not well personally, but we've known of him. Met him on several occasions. He's an honest man. We're going back probably 40 years in the 1970s. And he's a man who's given his life in this battle as have I. He's had that unique opportunity of serving in Congress, I don't know, 12 sessions, something like that. And now he's running for the presidency. And believe me, he's bringing out things the other side. The Brotherhood of Darkness doesn't want brought out. Pray for Ron Paul, for his family, and for his provision and his protection. And then, of course, we hope that you remember Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, remember, we'd like to have you join us in this epic struggle, a struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our good friend, Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the world's leading scientists with well over 650 peer-reviewed articles. We'll be right back.
We raise our voices in a solemn prayer. Oh, bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Garth Nicholson. Garth, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, Stan.
And, of course, Garth has done some of the fundamental work on the AIDS epidemic, some of the fundamental work and helped us understand the background of that disease, and so many of these diseases, which are multiple chronic infections, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, and he's been doing some experiments recently. In fact, I talked to him, and he mentioned he just completed an extensive study, and some of the people in this study with the human volunteers were actually people who listened to Radio Liberty, and when they heard Dr. Nicholson was looking for people to volunteer for a study, they volunteered. So I'm going to let you pick up the story. What have we learned about this entity, chronic fatigue, which is so disabling, and has destroyed the lives of so many people? There are probably about 2 million people in America who have chronic fatigue, and this overlaps with fibromyalgia. It overlaps certainly with the Lyme disease, and certainly it's very, very similar to the Gulf War syndrome. And they all seem to have a very similar origin, but you pick up the story card.
Well, they're all fatiguing illnesses, for one. And there's a close similarity between the signs and symptoms of Lyme disease and chronic fatigue syndrome. As a matter of fact, many people who were initially diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome later on found out they had Lyme disease because they were found to have antibodies against Borrelia and Mycoplasma, two of the most common Lyme-associated infections. So we actually did a study on that and showed that there were a lot of people who were not misdiagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. They actually had it, but the underlying cause of it was actually Lyme disease and the infections associated with Lyme. And that brings us to a study that your listeners helped us perform. In fact, a number of people volunteered for this study who were listeners to your radio program, and I'd like to commend them all for helping us out. We sent out an appeal on your program for volunteers to help us study some new supplements to help with the problem of fatigue, and a number of people came forward and said, yes, we'd be willing to help in your study, and I'm very grateful for that. We completed the study, and I'd like to report tonight what happened to the study, and particularly to the listeners that took part in it. And I'm proud to say that it was very successful. We had a very excellent set of results that we analyzed statistically. They were very significant. And first, let me get to the background of the study. One of the underlying problems of fatigue is the lack of cellular energy. We kind of look at the overall fatigue problem as a lack of energy and necessary drive to get everyday functions completed in our lives. But underlying that, in each of the cells of our body, there's also an energy problem as well that goes along with this whole situation. And it takes place in a little organelle inside our cell called the mitochondria, which are the batteries that drive our cells and drive our body. So when we come back, I'd like to continue that line of talk and tell you how we approach the problem.
Will nicotine influence this whole process? In other words, people who smoke source of nicotine, does that seem to help them?
Well, it gives them a temporary high.
Just temporary high, but it does seem to, at least many of them feel better, at least temporarily.
Well, yeah, but that's a very artificial.
I realize it. I just wanted to, no, I'm not suggesting that's the treatment for it at all. Hang on, we'll be right back. Go right ahead.
Well, I was talking about the energy from in our cells, which is derived from mitochondria, the little organelle, the little batteries inside our cells that provides all the energy that we need. And what happens in these fatiguing illnesses, like chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia syndrome, and Gulf War illness, and all these fatiguing illnesses, is that the mitochondria are impaired. They're not functioning properly. And what we've found in our own studies is that they become leaky. And when they become leaky, they're not able to produce the energy. It's kind of like if you take the insulation off a battery, what happens? The battery runs down, they become leaky, and they can no longer maintain the polarity necessary for the battery to operate. So it runs down, and you don't get any juice out of the battery. In an analogous way, in our mitochondria, if they become leaky, they can't maintain the potential across the inner mitochondrial membrane, because the mitochondria have two membranes. And that's absolutely essential for energy generation. Now, what makes up these membranes? Well, the primary lipid layer, is made up of phospholipids. And these phospholipids have to be replaced because they're very sensitive to damage. Now, what happens during all these different infections that we've been talking about, such as Lyme and mycoplasma and all these other infections, is that they produce a number of toxic substances which actually damages the mitochondrial membrane. It oxidizes it. And when that happens, the mitochondrial membrane becomes leaky, and then it runs down, and it can't produce the energy necessary to provide the cell with energy. And so what we found a way to replace the damaged lipids in the cell by actually feeding people a functional food, which is the mitochondrial membrane phospholipids, along with other high-energy molecules like NADH, which is one of the things that's produced in the mitochondria and helps us with our metabolism. And there's some other things as well. And so what we were doing in this clinical trial was examining not only the NT factor, which is the mitochondrial lipids, but we've added some other components as well. So we've made it even more complex, but we think we've made it even better. And we took a group of patients who were very refractory. That is, that nothing seemed to help them. Nothing seemed to help their fatigue at all. And they took this product called ATP Fuel. And ATP, of course, is the high-energy molecules that are produced by the mitochondria. And fuel means that these are some of the precursors as well as the lipids that repair the membrane. And then we were able to see that not only were their mitochondria repaired, but their fatigue levels went down. And they went down pretty dramatically, over 30% within just a few weeks. And so all of that was very statistically significant, and it led us to believe that this new product is just really dynamite against fatigue. And so we've been talking about these products.
Hold that thought. Basically, Dr. Nicholson's talking about these ATP supplements. They actually help to reconstitute the membrane on the mitochondria, so it'll function better. Basically, the toxin from the chronic infection injures the mitochondria, and this is a means of replacing it. And certainly, they did these series of studies for 3 weeks, and within 3 weeks, about 30 or over 30% of the people really felt significantly better. They felt less fatigue, which is the criteria by which you judge whether this is helping. Now, this is not curing, but this is helping, and certainly anything that will give the people more in the way of energy. Go right ahead, Garth.
Well, it's very important because for most of these people, nothing that they've ever taken has really helped them in terms of feeling less fatigued. So this is really a step forward in helping them cope with their problem. Now, this is not the whole answer, of course, but this is an important aspect of their daily living, the ability to function and to not be stopped by fatigue or other problems in terms of the daily activities that they need to go through in everyday life. And so I think we've made a significant increase in their quality of life by taking this supplement. Now, the good thing about this supplement, it's all natural. These are all natural components. There's no drug involved at all. These are all components that are inside your cells in the first place. And all we're really doing is replacing them. And this is what I call molecular replacement or lipid replacement therapy in the case of the lipids. And the way this works is that we have mechanisms in our bodies to do this naturally, to take natural foods and take the components out of the natural foods that we need for molecular replacement. The problem is that people eat so much junk that they get so many damaged components in, and it just clogs up the system. They're not able to take the damaged components from the pristine component and ship those in instead. And so what we've done is we've given our subjects the pristine components, and it's then their shuttle systems that bring these into the cells and through the circulation, the blood circulation from the gastrointestinal system through the blood and into various cells of our body. It gives them the really good stuff, and so they can spend their time bringing in the really pristine components that are necessary and needed by cell organelles like the mitochondria. And this is how we can repair the damage that's been done. And the reason that this is so important is that this is all a process which is in flux all the time. So our membranes are being damaged all the time. The components of our cells are being damaged all the time. And so we have to reverse that as much as we can. And it's not something that we can just give a drug and it's completely reversed forever. No, it's something that is a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute process. We have to continually replace the junk with the good stuff, components.
Now, basically, this is a dietary supplement, I'm sure we're talking about. Does it involve a change in diet overall, or is it simply this one component of what we're testing?
Well, this is the interesting thing, because people didn't change their diets at all in this process. All they did was take the supplement on top of their existing diet. We told them, don't change anything that you do. For example, if you take medication for other conditions, don't change it. Just take this instead. It won't interfere, because these are all natural components that are in your system anyway. So they won't interfere with any of the drugs that you're taking. So they take these supplements, these all-natural supplements, and it slowly repairs the damage inside their cells, and they slowly begin to return, have more energy, and begin to feel better. Now, for some people, this happened fairly quickly. Other people, it took a lot more time, and we're not really sure of that, but there may be differences, genetic differences, in the people's ability to shuttle into these the lipids and other components into their cells and repair the systems. So we found that there were certain people that within days they were feeling great on this product. Other people it took weeks. So there are some differences that we don't understand, but by and large everybody felt better to various degrees upon taking this all-natural supplement.
Well, now, are these supplements, is this one product, is it a series of them, is it three or four things that they have to take?
Well, we started our studies, as you recall, a couple of years back with just one, the lipids, the NT factor, just the phospholipid, membrane phospholipids. This current product that we were testing also had another high-energy molecule in it called NADH, which is important for cellular metabolism. And it contained also another important product, which is put in many vitamin formulations, CoQ10, which is a very important component of the electron transport chain, the energy system, generating system inside our mitochondria. So those were primarily the components. There were some other components as well that helped minor components of the electron transport chain or cofactors of the electron transport chain. But the overall effect of these components was to improve mitochondrial function and to decrease fatigue. And that was the outcome that we wanted, but we actually found that that was the outcome that was generated from our study.
Well, are these commercially available at the present time?
Yes, they are. They're now available through a company called Research Nutritional. They're also available through a company called Nutritional Therapeutics. So these types of components are now available. People can get them, and they can order them online, for example. In the case of the research nutritional products, those are mainly sold at physicians' offices, but people can go and get the generic or the non-professional components from Nutritional Therapeutics out of New York. So, for example, people wanted to try one of these supplements. The lipid supplement is called NT Factor. They can go to ntfactor.com, and they can order these online. They can also find them in Vitamin Shop and some of the other stores, nutritional stores, high-end nutritional stores. Some of them carry these products as well.
All right, fine. Now, is there any place in the treatment of the chronic fatigue for antibiotics, things of that sort?
Well, we found that, the overwhelming majority of chronic fatigue syndrome patients have chronic infections. And that's certainly true of the chronic fatigue syndrome patients that actually have Lyme disease, because those are infections. And what we found in these patients, the similarity between Lyme and chronic fatigue syndrome, is they have these intracellular infections. They have infections that actually penetrate, get inside our cells. And so we've studied some of these infections in the past, some of them like mycoplasma, the Lyme borrelia, chlamydia pneumoniae, some of these different infections, which are intracellular, they're hidden inside our cells, don't generate the strong antibody response. So a lot of times you're going for testing and they can't find it because the immune response is not very good against these types of intracellular infections. And that's how they hide inside our system. We call these stealth infections because they're so good at hiding inside our cells. And as I mentioned before, once they're inside our cells, they can wreak a lot of havoc. They produce toxins. They produce these reactive oxygen species that actually damage the membranes of the mitochondria and other membranes of the cell as well that are damaged by these actions. And they can even cause damage within the nucleus cause mutations to our DNA if they're present long-term. And so we find in certain neurodegenerative diseases, for example, that these types of infections are very common. Things like MS and ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, all these neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's, have a very high incidence, a very high rate of infection by these different intracellular bacterial infections. And so we think they're an important component of these diseases. They may not necessarily cause it, but they certainly cause progression of the disease.
Is there any way that something you counter this would actually cause it to go into remission? Or?
Well, this comes back to the issue of how we treat these intracellular infections. Of course, one way to treat them is with antibiotics, and we've seen antibiotics have a very miraculous effect on patients that have these infections. But unfortunately, because the infections are deep inside the cells, it requires long-term antibiotics, and most physicians are not willing to administer long-term antibiotics unless they're very familiar with these types of infections. So the Lyme physicians, the Lyme litter physicians are very familiar with them. They know that it requires long-term antibiotics. Some of the patients that treat chronic fatigue syndrome are aware of these infections, and they know it requires long-term antibiotics. But your average physician is probably fairly unaware of how to treat these types of infections, and so they don't really adequately treat them, and that becomes a major problem because inadequate treatment leads to relapse, and then it leads to refractory conditions later on where the patient no longer responds to the antibiotics, and then they're in real bad shape.
Well, now, basically, are the antibiotics given orally? Are they given intravenously? How are they given? And are we talking about doxycycline? Are we talking about Keflex? Are we talking about cephalosporins? What are we talking about, Cipro?
Well, there are a number of antibiotics that are useful, and I would suggest to people to go on our website, the Institute for Molecular Medicine, and if they go to treatment considerations, the second document that you can download there, it gives a lot of instructions on how these things are treated. Also on the website, there's information about diagnostic testing because the testing for these stealth infections is not easy. It really requires molecular-type tests that most clinics and hospitals don't have available, so they have to be sent to specialty laboratories for this type of molecular testing. That information is on our website.
All right, fine. But is this primarily intravenous, or can it be done orally?
Well, mostly oral.
Okay.
But some Lyme patients require intravenous therapy.
Well, the tragedy is that this is such a frequent thing. I mean, certainly when we go into the background of Lyme disease, we understand that maybe as many as a couple of million people in America with this terrible chronic disease, as it spread all across America here since about 1980 when it was identified. Do you think it's still continuing to increase in America and throughout the world?
Oh, yes, it is.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is exciting.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we're dealing with, because so many people, whatever happened to the people of the, going back to the first Gulf War, we're talking about 20 years ago, the Gulf War illness, whatever happened to those people? I know you were in touch with many of them. I know that many of you were able to help with the antibiotic treatment. But what's happened? What's the clinical course 20 years later?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of them are still sick because either they didn't get proper treatment from the beginning or the treatments that they were given were inappropriate for their condition. What we found with the Gulf War veterans is about half of them were infected with this unusual microorganism, Mycoplasma fermentans, which is also a very common co-infection with Lyme disease and other conditions as well, very common in ALS, for example. And the types of infections do cause a lot of damage to the mitochondria inside our cells. So those people were chronic fatigue, and that's why originally when we looked at Gulf War illness, we determined that it was very similar to chronic fatigue syndrome in terms of the signs and symptoms. But different from chronic fatigue syndrome, just as primarily this one infection was involved, whereas in civilians with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome, there were multiple infections involved, and not every patient had the same complement of infections. So that was one of the differences. But in terms of the Gulf War veterans, when they came home to the family, if they had this infection, they often passed it to the family members, and the spouses were coming down with chronic fatigue syndrome because they picked up this infection. Interestingly, the children, if they were teenagers or above, were essentially coming down with chronic fatigue syndrome or a pediatric version of it. But the younger children were becoming autistic. They were being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders, and they had behavioral and learning problems, disabilities, and that was very interesting to us and got us involved in this whole area of autism and autism spectrum disorders, because we found that in subsequent studies with civilian families that had nothing to do with the military, that about two-thirds of those patients actually had very similar, not the same, but very similar types of infections. And so we know that now that those infections play a role in a variety of diseases, not only the neurodegenerative diseases, but also the neurobehavioral diseases like autism spectrum disorders. This has expanded into all different areas that we never intended it to. It's just where the evidence led us.
Well, we know one thing, and that is that the children who do not get vaccinations don't very, very seldom come down with the autism. And looking at some of the other things, do you think it may be a contaminant in the vaccines? What do you think it would be? Why would that be?
Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, we give so many vaccines now, much more than any other nation. And I was looking at a study just last week that actually plotted in different countries around the world the number of childhood vaccinations which are required before school age and the incidence of autism, and you could practically plot it out. If very few are required, the autism rates are low, and the more required, the higher they get. And so in countries where there's a lot of vaccines that are required, countries like Korea and the United States, the autism rates are through the roof.
Alex Jones.
So there is not only a correlation there. Well, what could be the reason for that? And of course, we know that studies on individual vaccines have turned out negative for autism. And so we can say, well, any single vaccine is probably not the problem. But how about the combination of all these vaccines? Well, that really hasn't been studied very carefully. And one of the things that we know from the first Gulf War is that if you give too many vaccines at once, you can immune suppress the recipients of those vaccines. And one of the problems in commercial vaccines that nobody seems to want to talk about is that some of the lots may be contaminated. In fact, there's one published study looking at commercial lots of vaccines. They found that 6% of those lots were contaminated with mycoplasma. And, of course, mycoplasma is one of the things that we find most often in autism spectrum disorders and chronic fatigue syndrome and neurodegenerative diseases and so on.
Are they having the other things in there, like the chlamydia or Borrelia, or primarily just mycoplasma infection?
Well, I don't know that any of the others have been really examined, but the fact that there's one there means that there's a possibility for others, but it's probably a combination of different things that seems to be involved.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is a very important subject, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. Let's see, we have Jane calling in from Scotts Valley, California. Hi, Jane. How are we doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Dr. Stanley?
I'm doing fine. Are you listening to us on our local station here?
Yes.
You listen to us by shortwave or what?
The regular radio.
Okay, very good.
I have a question for Dr. Nicholson.
Fine, you go right ahead.
I saw that ATP fuel has gelatin in it. I'm wondering if there's a vegetarian version.
Well, I'm not sure about that. But I noticed that the gel caps that the supplements are put in may be gelatin, mm-hmm. and that's probably where the gelatin is coming from. And, you know, there's a simple way around that, and put them in veggie caps, as they're called. And I guess that can be made into veggie caps. The supplement that we tested, I don't think had the veggie caps. They had the gelatin caps. So I think that's something that to bring to the attention of It's Research Nutritionals, the company that puts that together. I'm sure they could change that.
Okay, I'll ask them. Thank you.
And Dr. Neal, is this company, is that the same company that you've been working with all along?
That's a different company. Research Nutritional is a company out of Santa Barbara County. They use a lot of the products from Nutritional Therapeutics in New York, which is the company that I do a lot of work with. And so they're close contact, and they collaborate a lot. In fact, this study was kind of a collaborative study as well.
Well, now, which is the one who actually produces the product, Nutritional Therapeutics or Research?
Nutritional Therapeutics actually produces the product.
Okay, fine. And they are in New York?
They're in New York.
All right.
Long Island, New York.
All right, fine. Well, I telephone the number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I know many years ago when you were working initially, why? Because you treated these people with neurodegenerative diseases, and of course I was treating with antibiotics. Some of them did very, very well, but I know you weren't able to continue that. But how about with these nutritional supplements? Have you tried this on MS? ALS, Parkinson's disease, dementias.
We've tried it on a few patients, but not enough to put together a trial. So I can't really talk about it until we do a formal trial. But I'm trying to assemble the funds to do something like this. We have some anecdotal studies. I don't really like to talk about anecdotal studies, but we found pretty good results. We're trying to collaborate with a person that can analyze the condition of these neurodegenerative patients in very exquisitely careful quantitative form.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Bring me back away. Well, this is Dr. Stan Jane. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. God bless. And thanks very much. And let's guest this evening, Dr. Garth Nicholson. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, Garth? And because I know you have a wealth of information there.
Yeah, there are probably 100 different publications, medical and scientific publications that you can download from the website. It's the Institute for Molecular Medicine. It's www.immed.org. If you just think of immediate.org, immed.org, the Institute for Molecular Medicine. They can go to the various categories. There's a category, for example, for fatiguing illnesses. There's one for neurodegenerative diseases. There's one for neurobehavioral diseases like autism spectrum disorders and so on, and they can download a lot of information.
All right, and of course we carry a book written by Dr. Garth. It's called Project Daylily, and it's a sort of a Tom Clancy thriller, but unfortunately it's true. It's a story of what happened when he was, of course, at working in Texas Sydney, his experiences when he was actually trying to get in the background of these chronic illnesses, which are so devastating. If you haven't read Project Daylily, why you need to get it and understand that the story is exactly as he and his wife lived it, other than they've had to change the names of the people involved. Is the book still selling fairly well?
Yeah, it's still, plodding along. The interesting thing is it hasn't tapered off. It just sort of, the sales continue to go on, and I appreciate you're giving a little plug on it because it gives kind of the background on how we stumbled on the role of these types of infections in chronic diseases. And, of course, it started with the Gulf War. Our stepdaughter was a veteran of the Gulf War, and her and her colleagues in the 101st Airborne Division were coming down with this. And so that's how we started that, with the Airborne and Special Forces groups. And the outcome of all of that is discussed in the book. And both my wife and I were made honorary full colonels of the U.S. Army Special Forces and honorary Navy SEALs for our work with the Special Forces and the Navy SEALs. And that has gone on. In fact, one of our sort of anecdotal studies that we did in Afghanistan with U.S. Navy SEALs was to take the supplements to repair mitochondria, like NT factor, in a form called Propex, which has vitamins and minerals and NT factor. And they took these into high altitude in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan, you know, extremely high altitude, very harsh conditions, harsh weather, and so on. And these Navy SEALs claimed that they were able to function high altitude better with these supplements than before. And so here's a whole new area that we haven't even looked at in terms of reducing combat injury, combat stress, and better performance in high altitude.
Are you still they still marketing Propex?
Yes, they are. Propex is one of the main products because it's not only the NT factor, but it's the vitamins and minerals and other supplements. I use Propex Gold, which contains CoQ10, every day myself.
All right. Propex Gold, huh?
Yes, and that's the NT factor with the vitamins and minerals and the CoQ10 and, you know, everything else that you'd need all in a little packet that you can take, and so you don't have to worry about all these other supplements.
Well, of course, you know, one of the big problems we have today is so many people aren't really getting dementia, so they get to be my age, why an awful lot of people, their mind just begins to go. And we see, of course, what's tragedy, what's happening to Margaret Thatcher, you know, the Iron Lady over there in England, she's getting dementia. So many people are getting dementia. It is really directly related in many respects to their nutrition, isn't it? And the fact that we're so exposed to so many toxic substances and pesticides, insecticides, and can you actually protect yourself from the ravages of simply life, of simply by taking these things, or at least help theoretically to prevent getting the progressive neurodegenerative diseases?
Well, we think so. I mean, a lot of this is accumulative damage to our nervous system because of not only all the toxic exposures, but the damage that occurs from infections and other things. And so one of the things is replacing the phospholipids in our membranes, in our nerve membranes, our mitochondria within our nerves. And I'm actually going to do a study on this that focuses on the visual problems associated with these diseases. And this is something that we can quantitatively measure through a physician back east, actually in New York, who's going to be doing the quantitative measurements. And so we're trying to design a study on this right now so we can get really precise information about not only the visual field and everything, but the transmission of visual information to the central nervous system, and to see how this is affected during aging, during neurodegenerative disease, and how we can put this off, even reverse it to some degree.
Does resveratrol play any part at all in reversing this neurodegenerative disease? Do we know?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Does resveratrol, this molecule that comes from the wine that's supposedly the basis for, you know, the fact that the people who have the Mediterranean diet seem to have far less in the way of neurodegenerative diseases and cancer and seem to live longer. Does resveratrol play any part in the what happens as far as the mitochondria and simply this putting off these terrible consequences of aging?
Yes, it does, because it's a very strong antioxidant. By the way, this is also a component in the Propex Gold that we were talking about. But these strong antioxidants make for good dietary molecules to take into your system, and they do help with the aging process. They do help because they prevent some of the damage that occurs during aging. We find, for example, that the mitochondrial function goes down with aging. It goes down so that people, by the time they're 90, they've lost over half their mitochondrial function, and a lot of that's due to long-term accumulative damage. And we can reverse some of that, and we've shown this in one of our studies with aging participants who took the NT factor and strong antioxidants, which is what we're also talking about, to help reverse some of that process. So I think there's a strong future in this, and as an anti-aging supplement, NT factor and Propex and these sorts of things are just, I think, absolutely dynamite because there's no toxicity associated with them. They're all natural ingredients. That's the important thing here.
Now, basically, we were talking a few minutes ago about the Gulf War illness. Did some of them eventually get better and improve and go back to normal lives?
Yes, many of them did, particularly the ones that we helped with their condition. There were a number of different exposures during the Gulf War, not only the infection with the mycoplasma, probably from the vaccine, but they were exposed to chemicals. They were, some of them, exposed to radiologic agents, like depleted uranium. But the chemicals were a major problem. Stress was a problem. The mycoplasma was a problem. So all these added up, and actually I wrote a rather long review on this, on how these different types of exposures have to be treated. And unfortunately, this was not systematically done for most of these patients. They were sort of treated piecemeal, and that was a problem. We needed to have a more systematic approach to this problem.
Well, I certainly saw a report came out of the Veterans Administration. They took it down shortly after we began talking about it, but it was a couple of years ago, where they commented that about 80,000 of the original 695,000 men who were sent, men and women sent over there, were no longer living. About 80,000 were no longer living. Of course, that they were young people, and certainly they, you know, if you had actuarial figures like that, why, all the insurance companies would go broke.
Yeah, it's very shocking when you look at it that way, because when you think about it, the average age of the deployed personnel was under 25,
right,
and to have such a high mortality rate. And we had over 250,000 who were still sick to various degrees with Gulf War illness and other conditions out of the 600-something thousand deployed. That's a very high rate.
Right.
That's very unusual, much more than any other conflict that we've seen.
Has anybody ever actually analyzed how many of those people were died? All we had was the Veterans Administration. We don't know how many people they were following, but, you know, 80,000 no longer living. Incidentally, we do have that report. Anybody wants to see it. Frightening to realize what we did. How we lost very few people in the war. We simply, they were died because of their exposures. And all of this has been covered up by the government. Everything has been done to play down the fact that there was no Gulf War illness. And I believe at least some people at the highest levels of government knew exactly what had happened. They just didn't want the American people to know that they'd used our men as guinea pigs.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. And there's been a huge cover-up with this whole business of the Gulf War illness. Not only the incidence of it, but also the cause and the number and the fatalities, of course. That was just, for a long time, it was classified information.
Right.
If you couldn't get that information because it was classified. Now, we knew some of the numbers because we just happened to know an undersecretary of defense. But that information was just buried.
Is that figure 80,000 a fairly accurate figure, you think?
Well, I just don't know. Again, these numbers are actually classified,
okay.
So some of the numbers that are bandied about may or may not be true. I mean, one of the numbers I know is true was early, well, about 2006 or so, 2005, there was a 30-something thousand at that point in time, and that was a pretty solid figure, but we couldn't get any confirmation of it.
All right, we did get this figure from the Veterans Administration, their webpage, and that was about 2010, as I remember, and we actually pulled it down before they pulled it off the website. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question for Dr. Nicholson, well, what about chronic fatigue and Lyme disease? Is there any increased morbidity with that? I'm talking about death, certainly. I think a lot of these people wish they were dead. They're just so miserable. But do they die earlier, or are they simply, they're just miserable and unproductive and have miserable lives?
Well, people do die of it, and it does shorten your lifespan, for sure. And the morbidity or the sickness associated with these diseases is quite significant, and it really incapacitates people. But people have various degrees of the disease. Some are extremely sick, and others, not so much. And so that's one of the confusing things about this, and one of the things that we've been studying are the co-infections of Lyme. And certainly the more co-infections that you have, the sicker you're going to be. And that's generally the standard we've seen in a variety of chronic illnesses. We actually published a paper on this in Chronic Fatigue Syndrome in a Scandinavian pathology journal a few years ago, where we actually looked at a number of different infections in chronic fatigue syndrome patients. And the more infections they had, the sicker they were, the more morbidity they had. And now probably if we could go back and trace those patients again, we'd find that the mortality rates are probably much higher in the people that had the multiple infections compared to the people with only a few infections. So the more infections you had, the sicker you were, the more difficult it was to get treatment, and the harder it was to get better. Essentially, cures are hard to find in this business with these chronic illnesses. But we like to talk about recovery. Can we help people recover their health? Can they go back to work? Can they go back to leading normal lives? And that's the important criteria that we like to use rather than cures, because some of these chronic infections are, I'm afraid, with you for life. You can fight them back. You can beat them down, but you can't entirely get rid of them. And that's why we've seen people with chronic fatigue or even Lyme that have fully recovered, then they get into, let's say, an automobile accident or have some severe trauma. Then they go right back again within weeks to a month or so. They get just as sick as they were before because their immune systems are compromised. And then these infections, which are beaten back, are fairly latent, all of a sudden they become very active again and start causing problems again. So it's going to be a lifelong struggle for these people to keep well and keep healthy.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When you mentioned that, I had this patient of mine who suddenly she was involved in an automobile accident. And the next thing I know, why she's complaining of chronic fatigue. Well, of course, as an orthopedic surgeon, you know, dealing with physical trauma, why, of course, you know, there's no reason why anybody with an automobile accident and a whiplash injury should develop chronic fatigue. And I really thought that she was, you know, had an emotional problem, you know, wasn't real. Well, I think, of course, later on I realized how mistaken I was. The tragedy is most doctors don't understand, of course, if you have a trauma like a whiplash, why it can alter your immune response. And, of course, if you have the latent condition there, really flare this up and totally disable people.
Well, we've seen this over and over again, and whether it's post-implant problems or post-surgical problems, or there are a number of different situations where people that have these chronic infections, all of a sudden they become full-blown infections that really incapacitate them.
I just wish just doctors understood what's going on, and there's just no way I have reaching them other than, certainly I know we have a number of doctors who listen to our programs, and hopefully they can utilize the information in their practice. But let's go to John, who's calling us from, of all places, Utica, New York. Hi, John, how are we doing?
Hi, Doc, and I just want to say it's just another great topic on some of the realities and the realities that we're facing today.
John, I appreciate the fact that you're staying up. I know it's after midnight back there in Utica, but go right ahead.
I'm not going to really ask a question. I just want to say a prayer for you guys. I think you're doing wonderful work. I think it's just terrible that so many people are being misdiagnosed with so many illnesses like asthma, anxiety, depression, all these other things, when a lot of things are such a toxic and from an infectious base. And I say this is so important because I myself know how it feels. So I just praise God for your work with both of you, and I hope the word gets out, and I hope you can make a difference in everybody, because it gives me hope. So,
John,
God bless.
And please keep both of us in your prayers, William, because behind so much of this are powerful spiritual forces.
Yeah. Sure.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. That was John calling from Utica, New York. And I guess this evening's been Dr. Garth Nicholson. Once again, could you get your website out?
The Institute for Molecular Medicine, www.immed.org. Remember, immediate.org.
Immediate.org, immed.org. Oh, you'll get fascinating information there. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Garth, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program. Fascinating as always. Go ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United
States... My secretary was actually able to pull it down to our website. It's called Full Disclosure. It goes into the background of how, of course, the AIDS epidemic was man-made. This story told by a man who's dying of cancer. He was part of the group that created this terrible, disabled, deadly disease, AIDS. But, of course, the chronic fatigue and Lyme... All the evidence is that these are also manufactured in laboratories. And as Zygmunt Brzezinski talks about that in his book, Between Two AIDS, written in 1970, how, of course, in the future they're going to be able to influence the weather, create storms and droughts, and create chronic diseases. And of course, they do create chronic diseases, and they've unleashed these in our population. Lyme disease originated in Lyme, Connecticut, right across the inlet from the military biological warfare laboratory on Plum Island, where they are actually working with ticks and the chronic diseases and how to create these diseases. Over 2 million people in America and millions of people throughout the world have chronic Lyme disease, and of course, they know about the Gulf War illness because it was certainly, I believe, was part of an experiment over in the Gulf. They do this with the people in God help us, you know, we are dealing with psychopaths that are really people who have no soul at all. You need to get the four-tape set we have on Lyme disease, a four-tape set on chronic fatigue. The information is there, but you'll certainly want to get Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily, and there's only one L in Lily, but you'll change your way you look at the world. It's a true book. It's his story. He was a crazy senior lecturer with two tenured professorships at MB Anderson Clinic. But after they killed so many of the people who were surrounded him, Garth Nicholson, who you've heard this evening, had to leave. Project Daylily is one of the most important books you'll ever read. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope, of course, that you'll get the information. You'll help to get this out. And, of course, go to Garth's website, immed.org, www.immed.org, to get information. And certainly then, of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. The syllabuses go with both of the talks. You get the syllabus or not. My talk on the world revolution, you'll certainly want to get David Rockefeller's book with that. It's entitled Memoirs. And, of course, there he tells about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro, and Fidel comes up to visit him. Why would Fidel Castro come to visit David Rockefeller? Well, if you read the book and listen to my talk, you'll understand. We have another DVD. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, where, of course, we go into the background of the all of the wars we're involved in, where we finance our enemies. We've got another great talk. It's called Iraq, The Untold Story, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. Iraq, The Untold Story, and the syllabus that goes with that, and you'll actually understand that the wars we're in are all contrived, just as the coming war with the Muslim world is contrived. You must get the information. You must help us get it out. Warn people that the war is coming. Warn them that they're using propaganda on the Christians to get us to hate the Muslims.